Tuesday night and the day the tour away.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. I think when I... So I was once in a Chosha Rov's house, and he didn't live a very expensive. He didn't have a lot of expensive equipment. One thing he did have, which I noticed, it stood out as coming from London. It's the first time I've actually seen this. He had two hobs. He had a milky hob and a meaty hob. And since I've been in Manchester, I've seen more and more people having this. But the truth is, from my surroundings, I never saw this in my life. And I said to him, "How come you have two hobs?" So he said, "Not we have two hobs." And so I decided to speak about it this evening, about what are the two stodim of having a milky and meaty hob versus one hob. And to be honest, it's opening up a bit of a can of worms, because it's introducing us to all the concept of basar b'cholov, blius, how blius get transferred, kashering. So I think what I'm going to do is we'll take it through slowly, and I'll try to explain the concepts as clearly as possible. If we don't manage to get to the maskanas today, then it could be have a part two, but we'll see where we get to. Okay? The beginning source, because so there's going to be a lot of Eurodea going along, but I'll try to kind of bring everyone in slowly. And I think the most important thing is to try to get out some main klolim from this, and try and then finally we'll be able to use our information to be able to paskin the shaila. In Eurodea, in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Sadi Beis, which is the kind of one of the main simonim of Basar B'cholov and Sif Ches. There's a very short sif, which a lot of, so we're learning this in Kolol, and a lot of the, without necessarily knowing what practical implications are, it's very easy to fly through, because it's quite short, and there's not much shach and taz on it. But the Shulchan Aruch says like this, a machvas shel cholov, yeah? So I'm going to give a few theoretical concepts, but it's going to be very, very important for halacha l'maisa, so stay with me. A machvas shel cholov, a pot of milk, shenasnu b'kira tachas kedeir shel basar, that you put underneath a pot of meat. Hazeh oila, the steam rises, v'nivla b'kedeira, and it goes up, and it gets absorbed into the one on top, right? Rasa rasa, and it usses it. Says the Ramah, if the cholov was in the pot, and you need shishim, you need 60 in the pot, keneged the cholov, the milk, then you're okay. Well, carry on. The kolzeh mari, and all this is dealing with, and machlas magula, it's open, v'azeh oila, mina machl atzmo, the zeya, the steam rises from the actual food, legadeh shaleh, onto the pot which is above it. Okay. The gam mairi, it's also talking about, shubakarov kolkach, it's so close, shah yad seledis b'zeya, that the yad, the actual steam is actually yad seledis boy. But makum shenegev b'deira, where it touches the pot. Aval im en yad seledis b'zeya, if it's not boiling hot, hakol shari, v'lechein, therefore, toilin basa, you can hang meat, liyavish, al kadeirish al-chol, you actually hang meat to be dried, on a pot of milk, we're not worried about the steam rising. Fine, don't worry about it. And also, very important, if this pot, which is underneath the meaty pot, is covered, hakol share, it's all mutter. Like it will be the case if you have two pots touching, shenagos zubazu, it's touching each other. De'ein osrin zu es zu, they're not going to usher each other, benegia. It's not going to usher each other, benegia. So if I have two hot pots, one is full of meat and one is full of milk, and they're touching each other, there's no wetness in between, because that's the critical component for transferring blius, then it's absolutely fine, right? Says the Darach Moshe, the most important line, miu lechatchila yesh lezayeh bechol zeh. However, lechatchila, you should be careful bechol zeh. And this shear is going to be completely surrounding those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 6 words. Lechatchila yesh lezayeh bechol zeh. What on earth does that mean? So, in the Darach Moshe, it brings down the makor of this din of the whole. So far we have a Ramah. The Ramah says you can be makel, two pots touching each other, you're fine. But yesh lizar b'chol zeh. The Rishon says you can be makel is the Mordechai. The Mordechai says two pots which are next to the fire, one touching and they touch each other, ein nivla mezulazu. It doesn't, the blias don't go from one to the other, right? Af al pi shenogim kach. Even though they're touching each other, fine. Kach pasul maram, fine. Aval go shaidura says mashma yesh lehachmen b'chol gavna. It's mashma in the shaidura that you should be careful b'chol gavna. Fine. Park that over there. Right, we're going to come back to that in a minute. That is Simon Sadi Beis in Yerodea. Let's zoom along to Or Chaim Hilchos Pesach. Simon Taf Nun Aleph. Okay, so in Taf Nun Aleph in Sif Dalet, right? It's talking about Chometz on Pesach, and so Taf Nun Aleph is the Simon of all about Hagolah and how to kasher stuff. And so a lot of people, when they learn Hilchos Taruvos and Basar B'Cholov, you have to learn along with it the Or Chaim, because that's got Mishnah Berurah. So kelim shemshtamshim behem al de'or, things that you normally use al de'or, a barbecue grate, right, or some kind of knife which you use to put in the fire. Kigon shfudim achadukuzim tzurichin libun. You need to do libun. Libun is when you use fire and the sparks come out so hot. Nowadays, a lot of people say it's actually almost impossible because you need factory heat to actually get to the level of the required temperature. Unless when I moved into my new house, the builders had this thing to melt the tar on the roofs. That was probably hot enough. I used that in my oven grate. And I live in who they shenitzus nusimhem. Says Omar, yesh mekilim in the slaven kol kash nisraf. I love. And there are people who may call about libun. What is in libun? Fine. That's not for now. But nogin kares shown up. Fine. Then he says a word. This is the Omar says three words at the end. Chatzuva sarich libun. Chatzuva sarich libun. And Mishnah Berurah says, what is this chatzuva thing? Well, chatzuva is, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a chatzuva tzarech libun. Hu kli, it's a vessel, sheyesh, or it's an instrument, sheyesh la gimur glaim, mamidim alea kadeira, and you put on it a pot, or machvas batana, or a pot with on batana, on a stove, al ha'o, on the fire, kol hashana, in other words, a hob, right? In Reuter l'shtamish bo b'Pesach, and if you wanted to use it on Pesach, tzarich lavna b'or. I need to get my tar fire out and do libun. Lefi why? This is the Magen Avraham. Shelefamim nishbach alea isa, because sometimes some dough or batter will splatter on it. V'nivla bar tam chomet. And it will get absorbed into this grate, the taste of chametz aladei ha'or, through the fire. And the Shulchan Aruch said, anything that's absorbed through fire, I need to do libun, right?
Fire all year round. The fire doesn't go away
through the year. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should know, this chatzuv is only chatzchila. Why? Because the Prima Gunn asked the question, I don't understand. We're choshish for it on Pesach, yeah? Well, what's the difference with the rest of the year, yeah? So says Mishnah Berurah translates his words, chatzuvah tzarech libun, as lechatzchila tzarech libun, right? The Be'emes shteik his eris, and a goes zubazu. Two pots, remember our world in Sadi Beis, they're touching each other. Ein yutzias hablia mizulazu. The blias don't go from one to the other. So if I have a pot and I have no food in between the hob and the pot, well, look at Simon Sadi Beis. We just said it's okay, right? Kumavoya in Yerodea Simon Sadi Beis Sif, and I've got in my Mishnah Berurah. I think all Mishnah Berurahs said Sif Zion, and I haven't seen it. I'm sure it can't be Sifzayin. It must be Sifches. So you can make a little. I made a little. But so Vagam, and he says like this. Vagam, Yeshlitlois. You should also another. That's one reason to be makel one thing. And also you could say Shaaf im nishbach. Even if the batter did spill, Kvar nisraf. It's already burnt. There's fire coming up, right? Vahalachlo. It's already gone. Kinesh cholshar hu aleish. It's always on the fire. So why are you going to tell me that I need libun? That's libun when I'm actually cooking some piece of chometz on the actual grate. But if I'm in a pot, well, I'm worried it's going to spill over. And if it spills over, maybe it'll go, no, the fire's going to burn anyway, right? It's a very important Mishnah Berurah. But one thing that's interesting is the Mishnah Berurah is saying, chatzuva tzarech libun. The chatzuva tzarech libun lechatzchila. Lechatzchila, I need to do libun, right? However, in Or HaChaim, Rabbi Kivega has got a goes Rabbi Kivega on Shulchan Aruch. He says, Mashma L'chaira on this chatzuva tzarich liban. And the Magen Avraham says because sometimes the dough or whatever is going to spill over. Mashma L'chaira da'afidu b'di eved is asa. This chatzuva needs liban, even b'di eved would be asa. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. So what's going on here? Just a Pesach, yes. Right? Just a Pesach. Venira says Rabbi Pega, the dafke in nishtamish alav be'en. It must be that I'm using it for proper chomets, yeah? Ava al de kedera. But if it was al de kedera, if it's on through a pot, loy gara mishtei kederis. It's not worse than my tzadi base shtei kederis. That's very interesting. Let's play this through, because Igros Moshe uses this as a raya, and the Achronim uses this as a raya. And I want to explore with you what is the raya. You've got Mishnah Berurah and you've got Rekrega, and they're saying are two separate things. The word chatzuva tzarech liban, the grates need liban, Mishnah Berurah says that whole thing is one thing, is a whole din of lechatzchila, because we're worried that the food might spill out, yeah? Rekrega says that also, when we're worried that the food spills out, right? But he compares it to Tzadi Beis, that the whole din of that effectively, why the food spills out? Why the food, and if I cook, this Magen Avraham, this Shulchan Aruch is talking about when I'm cooking food directly on it. If I didn't cook food directly on it, then it sounds from the way the Rekrega brings it down, right? And the Prima Godin says the same thing. That it sounds that when I'll go back to our original Ramah, our Ramah said that Mashal the issue Machmir b'chol zeh, yeah, which means just take a step back. We've got Sadi Beis, two kederas that are touching each other. Bliyas don't get transferred. The Ramah says you should be Machmir b'chol zeh. The Achronim speak out, right, that the Fi Mishnah Berurah, these words in the Ramah, that the Sarech Lezayah b'chol zeh of two kederas that are touching each other, is only because we're worried that maybe food will spill out. And the whole thing, and the rest of the year, if we're not worried that food's going to spill out, then actually, the Ramah's not talking about it. Even the Ramah would be okay with it. Yeah? Because even if it does spill out, it will get burnt on the day of the Eish. Whereas, according to Rabbi Kvega, then the Ramah in the Yoredeah is actually, it argues with Mishnah Berurah on that as well. He argues and says that, no, we're not, even if we weren't worried the food's going to spill out, we're still lechatchila, you should be careful. Why? So that's, sorry?
Why?
Oh, excellent question. We'll get there, hopefully. So, there's a lot of concepts here, and it's actually a very complicated sugya. So, let's just speak it out a second. There's seemingly two machlokas in here, between the Mishnah Berurah and Rabbi Kvega. One machlokas is in, and they're both about Ramah, but the Ramah in two different places. One machlokas is the Ramah in Or HaChaim. The chatzuba, the tripods, tzarech liban, says of Kvega, meaning that we're talking about a case you're cooking food directly on it, and even b'dieved. But if it wasn't, look at the Ramah in Yodea, which says that b'dieved you're okay, but lechatchila you shouldn't. Mishnah Berurah says, well, no, the whole thing, the Ramah in Or HaChaim, in Hilchos Pesach, is talking about that it's a din lechatzchila, the whole thing's din lechatzchila, because it's the same thing as it's a chumrat of Pesach, but the Ramah in Yodea would be made lechatzchila. Therefore, summarize, and this can be a bit complicated, therefore, to summarize, when the Ramah says you have to be careful because there, the Fi Mishnah Berurah, it's because we're worried that maybe some liquid will spill out. And the Fi Rekrega, even if we're not worried that the liquid is going to spill out, we still have to machmir, don't know why yet. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Mishnah Berurah, you've got the fire, isn't that worried about that?
Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Sorry,
even if it spills out, when I say the fire is burning all the time.
There's definitely a chumrah going on in Yoredeah, this whole two kederis, it's definitely a chumrah. There's no question about it. It's definitely a chumrah of the Ramah. You have to be careful. The question is, where's this chumrah coming from? The truth is that the way the Taz and the Shach also explain it, the Taz says, I got asked a shayla. A lady was cooking with a pot. And the way they cooked was they had these big hot, let's say the bottom of an oven, right? But it was more on the ground. So on the ground of the oven, she put a meaty pot, and then straight away she put a milky pot. And Tal says, it was fine. It's like, because in Bidyeved got Oromar, Yesh desire, but you know what? Bidyeved, she did it, it's okay, right? And then the Kudus Kesef, which is the Shach, goes, what do you mean? Over there in that Ramah, you've got the Blias, the stuff which is absorbed from the pot, but the pot's clean. Whereas here, in the oven, the oven's dirty. People are saying, one second, there's no machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. They all agree. If the oven was clean, then Bidyeved, it's fine. If the oven's dirty, then you're having problems, right? But we see very clearly that the Shach and the Taz both learn, if that's the case, there's no disagreement, that even if they're all clean and there's no wet, the hot, then the Ramah says, you know what, l'chatchila, you have to be careful, you're not even allowed to touch these pots together, right? L'chatchila. Whereas, according to this Mishnah Berurah we learned, the Ramah would actually say, it's okay. Based on that, the Egris Moshe says that the Chochmah Zadim is Machmir, right? And the truth is that there's the Ksav Sofer about this Hobbs, all putting anything Hobbs. So far we haven't talked about any spillages, right? Just a dry Hob. You've got a dry pot and a dry Hob. Or do you know something else? Another example. Let's say you've got a cup of coffee. And the coffee is, you put it on a meaty counter. Underneath the pot, a lot of the time, before I learned these nyonim, I would have a coffee and I'd just make sure it's dry on the bottom and put it down, right? This is the smachlokus. What happens if the coffee's dry, the bottom of the coffee is dry, and the meaty counter is dry, yeah? That's shteikah derech zibazu. This is the Mishnah will be lechayra will be makel, or Moshe will be makel, right? As far as I understand. And the, if it's wet, then there's a completely separate shiloh, because that blias gets transformed through wet. So the blias can come out through the wet into the counter. And then there's a sugya, it's called tetargava, and that's definitely not for 20 minutes. Right. So therefore, if it's totally dry, you've got this machlokas, let's call it Igris Moshe, which is absolutely mafurish, and basically everyone else. In Acharonim, it's the Ksav Sofer's machmir, Apolim's machmir, Yadahuda's machmir, right? About Lechat Tzchila. But the Igris Moshe says, that what happens if it spills over? So he says, wait a minute, Mr. Brewer says it's okay. What do we say at the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah? That he uses that second. And maybe you're worried. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why you're worried that what? Firstly, where do we see that people are worried that the liquid is going to spill over the thing? Even though it's very common. Even if it does spill over, it's nishraf ala dei ha'esh. It's burnt through the fire. Right? And so he says, Moshe, maybe we're worried, there's a simon in Yoredea that says, if some liquid does fall out, it's burned through the fire. But that's only a little bit of liquid. If you're cooking pasta and cheese, or you're cooking some kind of milky soup and it spills out, there's a lot of liquid there going down into the pan, going down into the fire. He says, but, you know what? He says, Ulai kvonis mishta brua, gamken shish litlo skrad, nis lovin kasvaris shish. He says, without reading it, because time is short, he says basically, yeah, but that's all if it's just hot. But here it's on the flame. It's different. The actual, everything's in the coming is going to be burnt off. There's nothing to be there. So therefore, the Igris Moshe is Mekel, even is Mekel. The Shailis Yaivitz is also Mekel, for a slightly different reason, that it's always doing Liban. When we said about what a liban is, right? So it's liban kal at least, but what's happening is that as it spills over, these grates are always being kushered, right? I'm going to tell you the heintikers, but there's one clause which needs more clarity. Should definitely ask Rob what to do. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Hilchos Shlomo, he says nagu bebeisai. He was naig shahaya rak chutzavachas. He only had one hob, right? So I don't feel so bad anymore. Okay, fine. And Rav Chaim Kineski, there's a sefer called Piskei Haroah, and he asked the shaita of Rav Chaim Kineski, and Rav Chaim Kineski said, that in the house of the Igris Moshe, and also the Chaznish, and also the house of the Kiddush Yaakov, so the Chaznish was Rav Chaim's grandfather, uncle, and the Kiddush Yaakov was Rav Chaim's father. He lo zachor li shechmu b'zeh, says Rav Chaim. I don't recall that they were machmir this. They had one grace. However, why were they not machmir? Moshe speaks about this look at about four or five different places. And I found two places which are a bit of clauses here. One place, he says, is that you've got to make sure it's clean. Because if you have proper, let's say you've got a proper piece of cheese lying on the grate, and you put your meaty pan on it, well, that's very similar to our Shulchan Aruch of Pesach. It's absorbed alidei ha'esh. It's not nisraf. It's not burnt up the liquid. It's actual mamashes here. So that's I don't know about you, but how often do you? You've got to be quite clear, to quite careful to be able to clean those grates every time you use milk and meat. Yeah, that's one thing. And the second thing is what Moshe says is he says, "Obazim." I'll finish this. Obazim shalitendu. The nowadays the hobs we have, gas hobs. Ein lahachmir b'zayshu b'shayas surin. We're not worried about it. Af haroit selachosh lechachem sadam. We're not worried about it at all because he says that it's like two books there that are touching each other. V'shayas hadchak kazeh says Rav Moshe that it was written in Tafshin Yud Beis, which is 62. So the Shasatchak is there. The at this time Shasatchak, who could the Eved? This is like a Bidyeved time. V'lechein rak chatsuva she ain't by hefset kalal, and therefore only in a chatsuva where there's a grate where there's no hefset at all, lo shum dechak, and there's no problem in terms of buying one of these things. There, the Chacham's Adam was Machmir. So according to the Machmirim, if you want to see Machmir, there are Moshe's, even the Machmirim would be Mekor. Why? Because today, wherever in those times, it was called a Shasat Chak. I once asked the Rav, can I rely on the Hobbs? I went to a holiday house, can I rely on their tray for Hobbs? Yeah, can I cook on their tray for Hobbs? And the Rav said, oh, I don't know, and he kind of asked someone else, what do you do on holiday? Another Talmud Chacham. He said, I just buy an electric gas. He says for this, and he said to me, for the price of going to a nearby town, you can get another hob. Why not? And now, Mustama, that's his makor. Nowadays, it is very definitely, we are in a position, most people are in a position to buy these things. However, those are the two stardom, all good weight on this one room more, which people normally fly through. Good evening. Gas hob.